Da Mishnah Yud Aleph. Baheres kichatzi gris ve'in bo klum. Baheres, that's the size of a chatzi gris ve'in bo klum. We had this before. Nolda baheres kichatzi gris uvo shte saros. Did we have this before?
No.
Baheres kichatzi gris ve'in bo klum. Okay.
Yeah,
there's nothing in the previous case. Right? The previous case was the baheres that had already two sires. So this case, there's a baheres ve'in bo klum. There's nothing inside of it. Nolda baheres kichatzi gris. Now it was nolda baheres kachatzi gris. Kachatzi gris. Uvo shte sa'aros. And now it was nolda baheres kachatzi uvo shte sa'aros. Harezo lahachlik. That's a poshut case, right? You have baheres kachatzi gris and there's nothing inside. And then there's nolda baheres kachatzi gris near shte sa'aros. So now when you combine a double kachatzi baheres, kachatzi baheres and kachatzi, you have one baheres, and you have all these two together make up a full shiur with shtei sairos, which makes the baheres tamei. Harei zo lahachlit. This is lahachlit. Harei zo lahachlit. Midnei she'amru im baheres kadma l'ser lavan tamei. V'im ser lavan kadma l'baheres tar. V'im safek tamei Rabbi Yeshua ki ha. Okay, so this is very simple. But what does it mean over here? Kiholati, the Rav over here says, V'noilan v'heres echatzi gris uvosh te saris harez ulahachlet kol hechad etznan uvosh te saris. Wherever it says the two saris, uvosh sa'ara achas lav de osu sa'aros uvaheres bahadi adodi el de baheres kadma v'yakach bo saros. Whenever it says that the two saris, automatically means it came afterwards. So you have a chatzi baheres, zero. Another chatzi baheres, and now come the shtei saris. So the shtei saris have come after you have a full baheres.
Why did the Rav say this like six mishnas ago? It would have made life a lot easier.
Good question. I was thinking the same thing. I was machaving to the Rebbe. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go weiter. So now he goes on the imsafik tamei. Let's say it's a safik tamei. Let's see the Rav. It's the beheres that's the goyreim that the ser should become white. Safik tamei, safik im ser lavan kadam labeheres, a beheres kadam laser lavan tamei. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, keha, gar sinim loshan tikhena, shinof, his teeth should be dulled. If the parents drink boiser, vinegar, and the children's teeth should fall out. This is nisht. It's lo yumsu avos al banim. Ubanim lo yumsu al avos. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ki ha garsin miloshen tekena shinav kolaymar hayu shinav kahois midirei ha'omer safik tamei. His teeth are weakened. Midirei ha'omer safik tamei. The iu savar safik tahar. They all suffix tummy, all suffix tar, so it's weakened. The ain halacha krab Yeshua, we don't go like a Yeshua. We are only a fundamentalist nation of extreme chumras. If you have a suffix, put the guy to death. The guy has COVID, we don't want him. He's a weakling. His genes, he's not from the pure race.
Yeah, this is suffix tummy versus sayachit, right? Because it's individual. Suffix tummy versus sayachit is a chumrat tummy. Suffix tummy versus a rabbin is tar.
Is that the pshat? Every seven to eight, maybe. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's go over here. The chart. The chart over here is Hemshach Din Seir Lav Mishalda Beheres. Page 34 on the chart. Beheres Kechatzi. A Beheres Kechatzi Gris. We have a Beheres that's a Chatzi Gris. The Ein Bo Klum. The Nold Betzida Beheres Kechatzi Gris. The Vos Shei Sarois. What's the halacha? The halacha over here is the bottom is Yehei Beher Yehei Bechelet. Why? You should be Bechelatisha Beheres B'Shiur Gris. Why should he be behechlet? The fee, shabeheres b'shiur gris nolda tchila. First, the beheres came first.
Yeah, because there's kula hafach lavan as a result of the beheres.
The achar kach nolda b'shtei saros halavanais. Okay, on the left side, beheres imser lavan. Yeah, we have beheres with a white here. A beheres imser lavan. V'yesh sofik im beheres imser lavan. V'yesh sofik ima beheres kadma v'yehei behechlit oi shasher lovan kadma v'ein el behesker. Tanakama yehei behechlit l'fi shayoyis shayoyis motish ha beheres kadma v'hofcha es hasher lovan. Rabbi Yeshua sofik negam tar. It's interesting what he says over here in the chart. He says that he gives you a time. Shayoyiser motsu. Why does he have to say shayoyiser motsu? Why can't he just say it's 50-50? Why does he need to say shayoyiser motsu? Let him just say 50-50.
Sure.
All right, whatever. So let's chaz the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a little bit easier, this Mishnah, compared to what we had so far. Mishnah Yidav, Baharis Kechatzik is Vehemot Klum. Garnished. No, Baharis Kechatzik, this, now we have a new Baharis.
I think that Tais Yamtev might answer your question.
Tais Visyamtev, which Tais in the Chav Gimel?
Yeah.
Chav Gimel, Tomei Veloyaz, the Boss of Chazak of the Gufa. Oh, why is that a Tomei? Why don't you go to Chazak of the Gufa? The Hacha, the Chazak, the Chazak, the Chazak, the Chazak, the Lefichach,
I guess that's practically
what happened. According to their words, a ger moini, v'zaken shesadin levanim. What's a ger moini?
Somebody from Germany.
V'zaken shes. Okay, German.
The
Zaka and Shasad and Levanim, but in a Hanami, the Kabina Chazak the Gufa, the Karanarin, a person who has white hair, Derta white hair, male, then Tachigo, you go Basa Chazak, Murdik, Gvaldik, okay. The Dr. Colonel Rabbi has answered the question once again. He has provided a solution to the most difficult, intricate in Yonim of Mesech, the Negoim, the Ohalois. It's the most tifa zach in Torah. Negoim v'oilais. Klach lach eitzel negoim v'oilais. Weiter. So we have over here Schaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah zogt. Was zogt in the Mishnah? The Mishnah over here says, Baheres kechatzi gris ve'ein bo klum. Garnish im garnish. And all the Baheres kechatzi gris ve'ein bo shreis aris. Harei zel achlet. Ve'bnei sha'amu im Baheres kadma l'seo lava. And this really goes back on the entire Mishnah. Shemacheres, let's go to the whole Mishnah. Macheres kadma l'seo lavan. The Baheres came before the seo lavan. Tomei. V'im seo lavan kadma l'baheres. Tar. V'im sofek. Then it's more common. V'meil l'tomei. Otherwise, we follow cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf. No, Tomei. Rabbi Yeshua kia. What you don't know is good for you. If we don't know as an absolute fact. Absolute fact that the seo lavan came afterwards. We have a right to be Mekel and Siddur. The Siddur Lover came before, and he's going to be Tar. Why? This is the reason of here. Tar. Doesn't tell us why. He says Tar. He doesn't want to go say that we go Bas Chazak Duguf. He doesn't say those words in the Rab that it's Chazak Duguf. He just says Tar. All right. Tam V'Nishlam Perek Dal. Now we move on to Perek Hay. Everyone jump aboard. Perek Hay, Mesach Negoyim. Perek Hay, Kol Sveik Negoyim Tar. Every suffix negas tar chutz mizeh ve'oid acher. This and acher. What does that mean? Rav says, kol sveg negayim chutz mizeh the suffix beheres kadma the suffix seir lovan kadam. We have a suffix. What came first? Okay, that's the only time we're going to be machmir when according to the chum. If the lovan came first, came second, that's the only case. And what else? And ve'oid acher. What's your acher? I don't know. Let's see. The Eze. Oh, here he tells the Mishnah. The Eze Zem Yishachisel Beheres Kegris. The Yiskida Besov Shvua Vaharehi Kesela. It grows. Rav Vaharehi Kesela Nases Rechav of Gedola Kesela. Sofik Shehi. Sofik Shacheres Batachtecha. Rav Sofik Shehihi. Ruui Lahachlit Shwe Posa. Sofik shacheres ba tachtecha va yishoy na holcha. Uru'uy lahaskir de in pisyoin mitame bitchila ta machlita. Now what's the case? The case over here is a modern case. You have a nega, and you come back the week later, and the nega has double the size. So excuse me, so it should be pisyoin. What's the shayla? What is the shayla? Obviously, there must be some situation where I don't know. There's some type of situation where there's a legitimate possibility where it's an acher. Let's see.
I mean, that's the classic definition of pishut. What does it mean?
We didn't do the mefarshim. We didn't finish the previous mishnah. We didn't do the mefarshim. I didn't realize. I thought it was the next parak. It's not. We have to return. Chazorboch. We have to go back. Rewind the tape.
Make sure that all the newcomers who are listening to the tape, all the new Chinese and Russian interpreters that have packed on to get Parak Hay and Parak Nigoyim will now be lost because they didn't do the Ikum Afarsh.
I probably put them to sleep a long time ago. Im Sofik Tomei, the Mistaver Tvei, it's much more logical. The Machmas Hanega, the Mistaver Tvei, the Machmas Hanega, Shehoye Boy Mikoidem, Hislabnu Hasoris. Nochmal, the Mistaber Tvei, it's much more logical. The Machmas Hanega. It's not 50-50. According to the Rambam, okay, so there, when it's the Sofik is Tomei, it's a Deraisa, it's a Derabanan. According to the Pashat, it's Deraisa, you can burn Truma. This person is Tomei, if he touches Truma, it's Tomei Deraisa. Some say no. Ram it's mashan is only something only misafim mamela. If he touches truma, you cannot burn it, because that's an iso daraisa to burn truma to her. But you're not allowed to eat it, so it's toloi. Now I'm safik b'mitzia perik papayalim and bava mitzia. He calls over here masechta bava mitzia b'mitzia perik papayalim da peva isa polik kudsha brichu v'kula mitzia vase. There was a machloikis between the Ribbono shel Olam and the entire masechta drikia. Kudsha brichu oimer safik tahar. The kulu misivose drikia amri tome v'echiach Rabba Bar Nachmeni kiko nicho nafshe tar. And Rabba Bar Nachmeni, when he died, he said tar. V'echiach Rabba Bar Nachmeni kiko nicho nafshe tar. And he proved that Hashem was right. When he died, he paskin not like the misif to the kibbutz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is mamash the case. This is the case. The Baruch is the case. Himself, but it's the Peivav. Peivav and the Mitzvah of Rikia is a Tamei Torah. Hashem says one way, they say the other way. Masha Kosev Rav Ve'in Alocher B'Yeshubin. This is the Rav says. This is the Rav. The Hilk Rav said, Masha Kosev Rav Ve'in Alocher Rav Yeshua V'chein Kosev Rambam.
What do you mean? Rav Yeshua says
like Hashem. Like
Rabbi
Hashem.
Right. He says like the Ribbono shel Olam.
So everyone knows that the Ribbono shel Olam is always wrong.
why don't they just ask the Shasi? There's a brand new car, they could have asked the Shasi. I don't understand.
They don't want to go like Hashem. It's a very important thing that when a person is dying, that's a very powerful zach. That when a person is dying, you always see that, you always hear about these stories. He is having an out-of-body experience. You have this many times, people that are dying, they start talking to people, they start talking to their grandparents, their parents. Prepare a chair for Yoshiyahu, prepare a chair. If this one is coming to get me, that one's coming to get me, the Olam, the Neshamas are coming to get me. They start talking. Don't you hear these type of stories? To Gemara. The Gemara says that when he passed in Tohar, the reason why he passed in Tohar, because he wasn't in his right mind, because he already was in the Olam Emes. He was ready in another world, so he was not speaking the halacha from the perspective of this world. He was speaking the halacha from the perspective of the next world, and that's why he said like Kodesh Baruch. But in this world, the halacha is tameh. In the other world, the halacha is like Kodesh Baruch. Let it star. Okay, weiter. The kazak has a mission. 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 Shaloi Baraba El Loima Sivaras of Loi Lipsik Halacha. He is saying another story that he was already, that not because he was talking from the perspective of the Olam HaEmes, it's because he did not say Halacha. If when he was dying, he would have said, I lost you. You back?
I ran out of data, so I think I won't be able to see you, but I can hear you.
If you would have said halacha,
yeah.
So turn off the video then before you lose me.
Fine. Hold on a second. Yeah, stop. Okay. Fine.
If you would have said, yeah, I can hear you. If you would have said halacha. If he would have said halacha, then we would talk a paskin like him. But he didn't say halacha. And because he didn't say halacha, that's why we don't, he just saying expressing his opinion. So that's why
even he didn't say the magic words. He didn't say the magic words, this is a halacha. You know, Hachi Gamridan or Hachi Paskina.
Yeah, you need to say that this is the halacha, otherwise just an opinion. It's like, you know, Kirshla, by Kirshla, it's like by a wedding, the Mesader Kedusha, he says, Mikudeshas. After the Chosin puts the ring on the Kala, and he says the Nusach, so the Mesader Kedusha and the witnesses, they respond, Mikudeshas. Those the Chalois. The Chalois, is there a din? Is there a, let's say they do not say Mikudeshas. I think the Olam is Mekel. You don't have to have a Chalois, but there's a minik to say Mikudeshas. It's a Maisa Bezin. Marriage. There are three people in the Luchuba. There is the Edim and there's the Mesader Kiddushin. Together it's a Bezin, three people. That's why Mikra Adin, you're not supposed to get married at night. All the people that got married at night need to take a vaccine. Because marriage is a disease. No. Marriage is a Maisa Bezdin. Marriage is a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin does their work by day. A get, if I'm not mistaken, must be given by day. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch, it must be given by day. It's a Maisa Bezdin.
About a Rav, about a Masada Kedushin functioning as one of the Edim?
Yes. Well, Masada Kedushin being one of the Edim. I guess B'di'evit, it's okay. B'di'evit, why not? But L'chatchil, that's not the Minig Yisrael.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's happened. Yeah, I mean, that happened probably after the war.
I'm sure it happened. Mikra Adin, you don't need a Masader Kedushin. You don't need a Masader Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin, you have all you need. You don't even need 10 people for the Kedushin. I think the Nisuin, you have to have 10 people. So Kala B'loi Baruch Asur L'Bala Kenida. She still may not come into the home until you have 10 people. But for the Erisin, Hareat Mikudesh to Bitabazu, that you only need to have 2 people. Edim. You need 2 people. You say in front of 2 people, then there's a kedusha, but it's still kala b'loy brach asul b'al kanida. You need 10 people to make the birchas nisu in. Why do you need 10 people? What's the pshat? Is it din davar shebikedusha, or is it din of pirsum? L'may nafgamina noshim. Can you have 10 women witness the nisuin? Let's say you're really down short. The world has been wiped out by corona, and there's not too many people left in this world. And all you can come across is 2 men for the Kedushin, and you can come across for the Nisuin 10 women. Can you make the Birchas Nisuin in front of 10 women? That's Nafkamina. Is Nisuin a din of Davar Shebe Kedusha? You need 10 men. Or is Nisuin a din of Pirsum? It's you know what it's really? It's Pirsum. It's like Mikra Megill. It's Pirsumi Nisa. Everyone who gets married is a miracle. That's the truth. Anyone that would get married, it's Mamish, a Nes Goloi. And just like when it comes to Mikra Megillah, the reason why you lay in Mikra Megillah in front of 10 people is because Persume Nisa. That's why the Nisuin must be in front of 10 people. It has to be Persume Nisa, 10 people. It's Mamish Persume Nisa. It's an open, blatant miracle. Otherwise, why would you need 10 people? It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. A man's marrying a woman. He did the Eris. Now he does the Nisuin. So you make a Barach. You make 7 Barachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Yitzer ha'adam, baruch ato ha'ashem ha'kem l'cholam, ha'kol baral l'chvaydai. Right? I once saw they gave to a Rav all the brachas. They gave him chubah, they gave him a shur. I don't think they gave him all, they gave him 4 brachas. Mechubar Rav HaGoyin Rav Avram Shur, they gave him four brachas. And he gave all four brachas. Brachat Hashem Gimel Lechul HaMashah Bora Sosa and V'Simcha Chosan V'Chala Yil Arina Ditzah V'Ched. Right, he gave him all the brachas. So is why do you have to have 10 people? Here the Chakir I'm telling you is Olam Shavart. Is it a din of Birchas and Mitzvahs? Or is it a din of Pirsum? So the Olam says Pirsum to be Mepharsim, that this is an Ishis Ish. The Do Tochta, the vibe of this woman is an Ashes Ish. People should know that. It's a Shver Svara, because if that's talking the Svara, then you should have 10 people for the Kiddushin to be Mepharsim that she's an Ashes Ish. Nachon? If the time why you need 10 people is to Pirsum, then you should need the 10 people for the Kiddush, because that's when she becomes Ashes Ish. So you want to go say it's because the ten people is a Dover Shabbi Kedusha. Okay. Dover Shabbi Kedusha. Or you can say, like I said, is that it's not because of Pirsum that she's an Ashes Ish, it's Pirsume Nisa. And the Pirsume Nisa is B'shast, when it's Machnas Labayas. Yeah, my Boichsvar? Rabbi Yitzchak, are you there? I don't hear anything.
Yes, I can hear the svara. I'm not sure that I fully agree with it, but I hear the svara.
Okay, so let's go by. So this is going to be a mordik. This is a mordik thing about the next world. Fine.
That's very fine. Okay.
The rash cause of the Rabbi Yeshua came along to them. The Amakash Baruch Hu. The rash says, right. Listen here. If the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that's the bottom line. Don't chep it with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he says, Azoy Gaitos, right. He's the boss. Who's paying the bills here? Who's paying the air conditioning bill? That's the one you take your hat off to. Kea. Kea means tar. It's Elul. Elul. Kea. What's Kea mean tar? Ein Rav. Kosav Rashi. Kilu ko hanega. Dehavi misimoni tahara. Rabbeinu Tam goras keha bekuf. Now with a chaf. With a kuf, the chasra taisis dictate bedover chasra taisis says dictate bedover harbe v'tihar. The word keha means bimedactic. He's telling you the word what it means. Keha with a kuf kiha dictate bedover harbe v'tihar. He was medactic. He went and he analyzed this. He spent a lot of time analyzing what the halachos were in the case with a suffix. To bring rayos mufalpel b'pul shel Torah la'asuk yeshmais leiv hilchasa until he concluded that is correct gerecht that the person with a suffix when did the 2 years arrive, did the 2 years come before or after, and the conclusion is tahar, that this individual indeed is tahar. He was medactic b'davar and the conclusion was tahar. Okay, you know, my father always said noshim Daiton kalois, al tikre kalois mitakuf, ela mitachaf. Girls, they have a one-track mind. They want to be a kala. They don't come to my class. They don't. They always want makeup exams. Why? Because they had a date. Or they had to go to a wedding. Everything is geared. Noshim daiton. Their das daiton alach. Lo nisnash siminach. Lo b'mahadein v'lo m'deyasi. Daiton, this is the desire to be